Business. Kenya and Korea are commemorating 60 years of diplomatic relations and partnership, with leadership from both nations encouraging their citizens to build the ties for the future and for the benefit of the two people and their economies. State Department for Investment Promotion Principal Secretary, PS, Abubakar Hassan Abubakar, said that the industries of posterity will also be dynamic and in clean environment, which is in line with the government's green transition agenda. Speaking in Nairobi, Tuesday, during the commemoration event, Abubakar said that the President William Ruto, in the 28th meeting of the Conference of Parties, COP, was elected to champion the Green Industrialization Initiative, to fast-track investments in green industries and green technologies. This forum provides a unique chance for us to discuss ideas, share experiences and collaborate on future cooperation initiatives, PS Abubakar added. He explained that President Ruto led a delegation to the Korea-Africa Summit and sourced huge funding for the Konza Media City and the Kenya Advanced Institute of Science and Technology, KIAST. The PS further explained that the Kenyan government intends to complete its listing under the Employment Public System of the Republic of Korea to strengthen the export of labor agenda. The Kenyan government intends to expedite the start of the negotiations of the Economic Partnership Agreement and is devoted to boosting areas such as agro-processing, mineral processing, pharmaceutical technology and the blue economy, said the PS. State Department for ICT and the Digital Economy Principal Secretary, PS, Eng. John Tanu, I said that Kenya and Korea have been collaborating in the fields of ICT, science and infrastructure development, which has seen the development of KAIST Kenya located at Konza Technopolis, which is modeled around the Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology. These fields of collaboration have become the cornerstone of our shared progress, lighting the way towards a brighter, more interconnected future, said Eng. Tanui. The PS said that Kenya's ambitions to become a leading regional hub for ICT innovation has found a steadfast partner in the Republic of Korea. From digital infrastructure to cutting-edge technology, Korea's contributions have not only accelerated our growth, but have also inspired new ways of thinking and building for the future, he said. Eng. Tanui noted that KAIST Kenya is one of the most significant examples of the partnership, a project that will define the future of Kenya's science and engineering, and that of the region. This is a very key project, a crucible of innovation, a place where the brightest minds come together to solve our greatest challenges and contribute to our economic growth, said Eng. Tanui. Korea Ambassador to Kenya, Yo Sung Jun, said that the celebrations are a golden opportunity to take a look at the achievements so far and at the same time to work out future strategies. Jun explained that during the past 6 decades Korea and Kenya have advanced together in a variety of fields such as political, economic, social and cultural. The envoy said that the visit of the Kenyan president to Korea to attend the Korea-Africa Summit generated tremendous momentum for the boosting of mutual prosperity between the two countries. The Korea-Africa Summit was an opportunity to come up with a strategy to move forward in terms of field efforts with the African continent, he added. With Korea's technology and Kenya's resources, agricultural trade has expanded remarkably and it reached a volume of US$320 million last year.